Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, bitch, what is your whole deal? Hey, bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment. You're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment.
With Kat and Pat.
Hey,
it's Kat. Four horses.
Yes, bring it back one more time. Yes, this is Welcome. If you know this, this is actually a podcast. And we call it Seek Treatment.
And it's a podcast that tells the story of boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love.
It tells that narrative.
How are you doing? I kind of like your high side pony. Is that what
it is? I know. I actually kind of thought, I remember there was a month in 2018 when I started wearing straight high ponies, and Pat was really, felt a little bit erotic towards me, and I thought I might catch him.
Do you know what I would always wear if I was a girl?
What?
Like, you know when girls do like a diagonally pony, a diagonal back? I think that's really cool.
I don't really know what you mean.
Like, it's like not straight back. It's like diagonal back.
So it's like side.
It's side, but not completely side. It's like a 90. Okay. It's like a 45 degree kind of.
Totally. I feel you.
I would do that. It's rare. It's rare that a girl will choose that, but I would do that. It is rare,
but you're not afraid. No, I'm having one of my favorite syndromes, which is the syndrome of I have worn no makeup or any cute clothes for like 6 days. And then today, because I had a, say it with me, Zoom audition, I like did my hair, did a little eye, put on a dress. And I was like, no one told me I'm the most beautiful girl in America.
Yeah.
I love that syndrome. Yeah.
I can't believe the dress you put on.
Well, you know what? It had a nice color and a nice neckline. So even though it was titties up, yeah. I wasn't about to wear a crew neck tee.
Oh my God, I'm watching Twilight and there's this.
I laughed so hard at your Instagram story about how much you'd watched.
We've been quote unquote watching Twilight for 5 nights now, and we are less than an hour into it. And so less than halfway through. But there's the part where they want to make the point that it's sunny out, so like the vampires can't come out, because I don't know if you know about Twilight, but in the Twilight verse, kind of like how like a universe kind of thing, vampires can go in the light, but they just shine and shimmer and twinkle and sparkle.
I am actually scared to tell you that I read the Twilight books when I was in high school.
That's like a girl that worked at my summer camp.
The girl who worked. If I can't be the diagonal pony girl, I'll at least be like the girl who worked at your summer camp. I'll never forget. I read it during Hurricane Rita. Shout out. Hurricane Rita was actually about to be bad, but then it dodged my house and I was actually okay. But I slept in a pantry with my aunt's now deceased RIP Vishla, one of my favorite types of dog.
Oh, I don't know that kind of dog. We didn't really have that where I lived, but we had Hurricane Floyd, and I think we had Hurricane a girl's name that I forget.
Hurricane a girl's name that I forget. Okay, here's a new character for Characters Welcome at UCB Chelsea. Weatherman who is a little bit flighty.
Yeah, a little bit flighty, a little hungover even.
Yeah, hungover weatherman. JFL new faces in the house. Yeah.
Perfect. Such a clean, concise comedic premise. I'm obsessed.
It's so fucking funny. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, you know. So basically I'm watching Twilight and there's a scene. I forget why I started explaining this, but there is a scene wherein they want to make the point that like vamps can't go out in the sun or else they shimmer and shine. So they're like,
God forbid we shimmer and shine.
So Kristen Stewart is at school at the outside picnic tables with Anna Kendrick and the gang, who no one told me she was in Twilight even once.
I don't think she even knew.
No, she has no idea she's in Twilight the whole time. No, it's like she knows she's in Twilight, but she doesn't know she's Anna Kendrick.
Yeah. And so is she blonde in it or something?
No, she's brunette, I think.
Oh, even I don't know that she's.
Yeah, even. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. So she wants to make the point. They want to make the point narratively that it's sunny out. So she starts like acting like she's tanning, but like she's just wearing a scoop neck and like fully clothed. So she's just like tanning her face and boobs at school. It's so weird. The top of her boobs, she's tanning. That's a cool name for a play. The top of her boobs, she's tanning.
I think so too. The top of her boobs, she is tanning. Definitely keep Allison, write that down for the vault. y'all, we haven't told you this, but we actually have a vault of some of the most explosive creative ideas in the something I just Googled 21st century where we're currently living, not the 20th.
You know, I journaled the most interesting sentence where I was like, it's crazy that, you know, we're in, it's, you know, in the 30s. It's crazy to think of like next decade as the 30s and we'll be talking about in the 20s. You know what I mean?
I know, it's crazy. And the 10s, I mean, when people came out with the aughts, I was like, okay, I'm absorbs.
I love the aughts because like, what does it even mean? Like, how come they say that?
You ought to know. You know what we need to do for next Seek Treat Live?
What?
We'll fast forward to a few years later. No. Anyways,
I saw Old last night in theaters.
I know. We kind of, I don't know if you remember, we kind of talked about seeing it as a group.
I know, but you're away.
I would never care. And I would never care about that.
I know you would never care. It was so bad. I mean, it wasn't even bad for the reasons you think it's bad, like in terms of the premise not making sense, like all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Like the most crazy thing is it feels fully like it's written by robots who like were programmed with like language skills, like that don't quite know, like, it's, you know what it is? It's like 90s. It's how movies were in the 90s. It's how people talked in movies in the 90s, where it's just very like, I can't believe we're on this vacation to help our family heal after all our fighting.
Maybe it was a stylistic choice in that case.
It definitely wasn't. And even the actress was acting 90s. Like
the thing about that movie is that the trailer feels really long. So I can't imagine how long the movie must feel.
Yeah, it is really crazy. You keep thinking it must be over soon.
Was it very long or was it normal style?
It was 1 hour and 49 minutes long.
Oh, that's actually pretty good. If it's under two, it's almost normal style.
Yeah.
In the Heights, I Say This With Love, it was way too long. It was probably about, I would think, and y'all can fact check this, but I think it was about 4.5 hours long.
Every musical is too long and every musical has unlimited songs in it that never end until you die.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. There's every musical has like at least 4 songs that don't need to be in it that still kind of make their way into it.
Yeah.
That's just life. That's life.
How's Calo? Short for Colorado.
You would absolutely adore it here. It's just really chill. Like it's just me and my dad. So we just kind of do our work during the day and then maybe go for an afternoon hike and then like get a nice dinner.
And then fast forward to a few days.
And then
later.
Fast forward, I'm leaving tomorrow, so I'm kind of sad.
Wait, you know who I started researching today for literally no reason except that he won a gold medal?
Who?
Tommy Daly, the diver.
Not familiar. Diving is, this is all I'll say on this. How on God's green earth do you get into that? Because you just plummet, you plummet your ass backwards.
Shout out to Reed Pope, former producer of the show.
I know. Well, we need to have Reed on the pod because I know they have a lot to say about diving. You know, there's actually a famous diver named Catherine Cohen, because whenever I Google myself, which of course I do about every 35 minutes just to make myself feel really good, I see it says Catherine Cohen. Do you mean Catherine Cohen diver? And then the other options are actually Catherine Cohen Princeton and Catherine Cohen's parents, which is cool. celebrate. I do celebrate. I can tell you all about my parents, honey. They're incredible. And you'll never find any juicy info online, baby.
Maybe Catherine Cohen, the diver's parents, or what guys you Google.
That is so true. And I'm being so conceited even thinking about my parents for a single second. So
Tommy Daly came up on my screen as a British diver who has a very muscled body, and he wears the kind of Speedos that divers do wear, where it somehow like makes their the Speedos are such a size that like they feel like slightly too small in a way where like their hip muscles like really like are like come out and like really protrude. Show themselves and protrude in this beautiful way. And so I was like, who is this girl? So he's like 27, won a gold medal for being gay and diving while gay. And his partner, his like diving partner, I was like, they must be married because they're diving partners. And like, they both look gay. And I'm sure if like you're gay and your diving partner's gay, like, why not just kind of fuck it out? As Demi Lovato would say, fuck it out. Da, da,
da. Is that one of her songs?
No. Cool for Summer.
Oh.
Baby, cool if it's wrong, fuck it out. Is it just say fuck it out?
I don't know if like, that's the lyric. I mean, like, it's cool. I like it.
It's dropped in radio edit, of course.
I can't wait to have a radio edit. Wait, do you know what I was going to say is when an Olympian's 27, it's like good. Like, because we all know that means old in Olympians. Like,
totally.
Because my Twitter feed is like, look at this 9-year-old skateboarding girl who just won a gold medal. Yeah, and it's wow, that's so young. That's crazy.
I know.
Is she okay?
I always, yes. And so anyways, I found out doing my little research on my little computer that I have as a joke that
that my boyfriend got me as a big fucking prank.
I found out that he's married to this guy, I forget his name, Dustin something, who I think is an actor. Don't know if he's British or other. And but that guy, they've been married for, I think, 8 years. But wow. He's 27, 28 or something. So it means, no, they've been dating for 8 years. So he was 19, but they've been married for like 5 years. But the guy current day is like 46 or something. So he's like 19 years older, which is like obviously the hottest thing that could ever be imagined. Yeah. But then I read that they adopted a, they had a kid when 3 years ago, which of course for the older person is totally normal and healthy. But it's like, if you're gay at 25 wearing behind the Speedo that divers wear, like you shouldn't be raising children. Of course, gay divers should always be raising children.
That is very, you're saying it's very young to adopt a child.
I think it's very young.
Regardless,
I don't think they adopted
sexuality or diver status.
I think they had it.
Oh, they had it. So they did lab, you mean?
I think they did lab, but I don't know. I didn't get that far into my research.
Wait, speaking of 19-year age gaps, I'm canonically passionately addicted to J-Lo and Ben and Affleck getting back together.
Wait, how much older is she than he?
No, I think they're like the same age, but they're
Irish twins. They're born the same day.
They're Irish twins. No one's talking about that. They last dated 19 years ago, which is what reminded me of it.
Oh, yeah. And 19 is in the ether.
19 between is in the air.
Between J-Lo and Ben getting back together and me finding out who Tommy Daly is, 19 is in the ether.
I just think they're so hot. I'm like really happy for them. I celebrate
them. Yesterday was J-Lo's 52nd birthday, which I so celebrate. She looks incredible.
She's stunning. There's a really sexy TikTok she posted where it's like her in a bathing suit, but then it's like you can hear Ben Affleck's voiceover and he's like, get it, baby. And she's like 52. And it's really hot.
Oh my God.
It's horny.
Not to be a total pop culture horror, but I said yesterday, I was like, I wonder how Jennifer Garner is feeling about all of this.
I think she's probably like just happy that he's happy.
I don't know if she's happy he's happy.
I think she seems like normie vibes. Maybe she's dating like someone else who's not.
Oh yeah. She's definitely dating like someone behind the scenes. Like she's definitely dating someone in like set deck.
I think she is married to someone actually. Well, I don't remember, but I think she probably like loves being a mother. She's so like.
Yeah. She has the face of a mother.
Her face is so stunning. It's so motherly.
That's someone who I agree.
Could adopt a kid in a Speedo.
She didn't adopt. Stop going adopt with her.
Oh, okay. Okay. Whoa. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We made a kid in a Speedo.
Okay, so I hope everything is okay. I really support everyone involved the huge project.
Deadline article dropping ASAP.
Cool. So we actually are so excited.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for our guest. He's so funny. We've been trying to have him on for a million years. Put your ears open for Nick Lehman. Oh my gosh.
Okay, oh my God. Absolutely stunning in a crew neck.
Don't get mad at me. Lehman or Lehman?
Lehman. It's okay. Everyone gets it wrong.
Wait, say that one more time.
I'm not like
Lehman.
Everyone.
Lehman.
Leave this in. I'm not like everyone.
No, you're not like everyone else.
Put your ears open for the fabulous Nick Lehman.
Hey,
you look gorge.
Thank you so much. I just got my makeup done just for you guys.
Oh, thank you so much for doing the pod. Thanks. How are you doing today?
I am, I'm alive, which feels like a win recently.
Epic win.
I mean, I'm happy to be here. I mean, I know you guys are in New York, but Zoom really bringing us together is really making me so happy.
You're never going to believe where I actually am.
Okay, I'm a liar.
I'm in Colorado.
Okay, so we're a little bit closer.
I'm doing my Rocky Mountain High.
I was going to say, is it snowing this time of year or is it hot? Are there fires?
It's, you know what? All amazing questions. The temperature is, I would say, idyllic. It's sunny and probably about 70.
You said Colorado, the like Mira Sorvino and Romy Michelle would say it.
Colorado.
Colorado.
Yeah,
I'm actually in Colorado.
Michelle.
Michelle, I'm in Breckenridge, Colorado.
I haven't been to Colorado in like a couple of years. I went skiing there a couple of years ago, had a little tumble. So I have to come because I get a little scared of that.
Skiing is scary, especially now. And I say this with so much love now that I weigh the amount that I do weigh. I go so fast down the mountain. So I just want to extend some love towards myself.
Okay, you should enter the Winter Olympics. For being the fastest skier.
Oh yeah, should I mention I'm actually the next big Olympian, the next big Olympian.
You should be in Tokyo right now, but they just sent you to Colorado. They're like, we'll just keep you there for a little bit.
Yeah, and I was like, you think I wouldn't notice?
They're like, you know what? We're gonna save you for winter because we need people for winter, so we're gonna save you for that.
Chica. Okay, wait. So Nick, what? Tell us everything. Where are you? What have you been doing? What's up?
Right now, I'm in LA, which it rained this morning, so obviously everyone's freaking out. I haven't seen a single person on the street. I just went on a walk.
It looks sunny now, though.
It's like, yeah, like we have the sun, but it's like, it's a combination of like, is that a wildfire? Is it raining? Or is that just like what it normally is? But
yeah.
We're alive. I just got off another Zoom for work, you know.
This oh my God, that's work. Hell. I'm
so sorry for doing this.
Yeah, it's the writer's room experience over Zoom is fascinating.
Wait, what are you, can I ask what you're writing on, but you don't have to say.
Yeah, I'm writing on it's a new Apple show. It's with Maya Rudolph and Jay Rodriguez and Jill.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Amazing, okay. What's it called?
The working title is Lewd, but you know, anything could change.
Anything could change and anything can happen.
That sounds so fun, but it is hard to be on Zoom for so long.
It is, sometimes I'm like, do you not find me funny or is my internet not working? You
know,
you pitch a joke and you're like, I don't know. And then like I had an experience a couple weeks ago where I spoke for like 3 minutes and I was like, okay, no one's really responding. And then after 3 minutes, they were like, we can't hear you. I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to do that again.
No, all our 3 minutes on Zoom is about an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
There is a clip from the season one of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, maybe like the second episode even, that I posted that like is to me is like, I mean, it's like so true. It's like what you feel like when you're telling a story over Zoom or pitching something over Zoom. And it's and the clip is, and it's on my Instagram from about a year ago. I would really encourage Empower listeners to scroll down and find it. It's Kim Richards, like in her kind of intro package where she first kind of like finally addresses that she's Paris Hilton's aunt. And she's telling the story about like, the story is so generous. She's telling these words that like, they went out to dinner and she's like, and then we went out and everyone was like, Kim, Paris, Kim, you're Paris, your aunt's an icon. And she's like, wait, I'm an icon. And they're like, your aunt was here first. And I'm like, yeah, move aside. I am here first. But the frenetic energy was so like how you feel when you talk over Zoom.
Yeah, you're just like, I feel like I just like tumble down this like 3 minute speech because I'm like, I shouldn't stop or else then I have to get feedback and I'm terrified of that.
Yes, totally. That's an amazing strategy. Is just keep talking and then no one.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, it's been 4 hours. I'll be done. Bye. See you tomorrow.
Speaking of scrolling down Insta for an entire calendar year, I actually and Nick, you'll be able to help me with this because you are, as we all know, very successful on TikTok, which I recently joined. And your TikToks are really funny. And I want to say this to you because there's a TikTok. I found this TikTok when I was on TikTok in April, and it was making me laugh so much. And I was trying to find it yesterday, and I couldn't find it. And I want to describe it to you. And then I want to say if you can help me find it or if any of the listeners can help me find it. It's a girl dancing alone in her, what looks like a dorm room, to the Charlie XCX Lock It remix. You know the one. Mm-hmm. Lock it. And all it says, it just says in text, it's like, I think it says something like, you can block me, but you can never unsuck these titties. And I would say, she is just like, so fucking funny, and she's doing this little dance, and I'm like, where is this video? Do you think they took it off because it says suck and titties?
I honestly think that just like finding anything on TikTok is literally impossible.
Really?
It's easier, I just feel like it's easier to get to the moon than actually find a TikTok that you like recently watched, because I don't, like, I'm on TikTok, and I'm so curious to hear what you think about it, but like, I don't understand it. Like, I'm very confused by the entire platform, and so much of the comedy, these youths, they're so funny, but I'm like, I have no idea where you even came up with this, and it doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever, but that's why I think it's funny.
Yeah,
I know.
I made a TikTok, but I don't have any ideas of TikToks, you know what I mean? I'm never hit over the head. I never have an Apple fall in my head and realize about gravity, but instead of gravity, I'm realizing a TikTok idea.
I feel like if people run out of ideas, they're just like, let me just go to the cemetery and like dance on my grandma's grave, and then like put a caption from like, I don't fucking Mother Teresa and put like a crazy song to it of them like doing it in three times mode. And for some reason, that's just so funny. It's like a fever dream. And I'm just like, I don't know what I would just watch, but I'm laughing and I'm going to send it to 48 people.
I'm literally open to doing that. That is so crazy that like, I know it's like, I'm sure debunked, but it's like, it's so crazy that people like made up the story that like, whatever, what's the name again? This is edit this part out where I'm not sure the name. Actually, leave it in because it's so relatable. Newton.
We're being already so raw on this episode.
Newton. Was it Newton who threw up an apple and it, for no reason, and it hit him in the head, and that's how he discovered gravity.
You don't have to edit this part out either, but I have literally no idea.
Do you know that fable? Do you know that famous like fable?
I'm thinking of like George Washington had an apple.
No.
It's so funny because the last time this happened when I referenced a common sort of like urban myth, which was the snake one, where the snake
was not calling that urban myth is so crazy.
Every single person on the platform Instagram DM me and was like, that was so crazy what they did to you. Like, I know about the snake. Like, I know about the snake myth. Do you know about the snake myth?
I don't know about the snake myth, but it sounds like you got gaslit.
I would never.
And you know about gaslighting.
Yeah, I do.
The snake myth is that one time a man had a snake, and the snake actually kept lying down next to him. And while he was sleeping, because I guess he would like let it sleep in his bed. Do you know the myth?
And it was just like, it was laying there because it wanted to see how long it would like take to eat him or something, or like the length of his body.
Yes. He wanted to see if he could fit it in himself, which is which is so chic of that iconic snake to have to lie down next to him.
The snake was taking their time.
Totally.
The message like if someone gets close to you, it's because they're trying to destroy you?
You keep going message with it.
I'm a poet. I don't know what else to tell you. Words don't mean what they mean. They mean something else to me because I'm my mind.
Right. You keep treating it like the tortoise and the hare, where there's like a lesson to be learned, and it's not like a cautionary tale. It's not any of that.
I'm even scareder if you're telling me that things happen in life and there's no lesson to be learned. They just happen. That's even more terrifying.
I think the message here is that just like whoever you're sleeping next to is just ultimately that snake who's going to eat you. So trust people next to you if they're sleeping there often.
I think that it's just is like... it. That's we nailed. We knocked the nail on the head. Whatever it's called.
Every single person in this world needs an escape, but those could be hard to come by right now. Enter Dipsy, stage left. Let yourself get lost in a world where good things happen and where your pleasure is the only priority.
Dipsy is an audio app full of short and sexy stories designed to turn you on.
Each Dipsy's audio story features characters that feel like real people and immersive scenarios, so you'll feel like you're right there in some pretty sexual situations that make you feel sexually empowered.
Now, what you can do is you can really listen to stories about hooking up with your hometown crush you never made a move on, or that coworker you always had a little thing for. Uh-oh, girly. Or maybe a story that puts you in bed with someone who's telling you exactly what they'd like to do to you. They release new content every week, so there's always more to explore, no matter who you're into or what turns you on.
And if you need to wind down, Dipsy also has wellness sessions, sensual bedtime stories, and soundscapes to help you relax before you drift off. So it's not just all audio porn. It's so much more.
What's so exciting is that for listeners of our show called Seek Treatment, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/seek-treatment. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/seek-treatment.
dipsystories.com/seek-treatment.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, I'm serious. I cannot stop wearing my Girlfriend Collective skort. And when you feel confident, like I do in my Girlfriend Collective skort, you feel like you can do it all. And who says you can't, whether you're running, biking, doing yoga, swimming, or sitting on your couch even. Girlfriend Collective has clothes that you feel your best in, no matter what you're doing.
And I actually happen to be someone who cares about this little thing we call the earth. And Girlfriend Collective is sustainable, ethically made activewear for everyone. And they make cute and comfortable bras, leggings, shorts, tanks, tees, swimsuits, and more, and their sizing is inclusive, ranging from extra, extra small to 6XL.
And whether you're working out, running errands, or doing nothing at all, Girlfriend Collective has functional fabrics, colors, and styles for any activity. Their best-selling leggings are squat-proof, come with pockets, and have different levels of support, whether you need compression or comfort.
And they use recycled materials to make their clothing, and their shipping is 100% recyclable. And Girlfriend Collective also has a garment take-back program called ReGirlfriend. So once you're done loving your pieces, a long time from now, of course, send them back to be upcycled into new Girlfriend gear. Join the collective today.
For listeners of the show, Girlfriend Collective is offering first-time customers $25 off purchases of $100 or more when you go to girlfriend.com/seektreatment.
That's $25 off $100 or more when you go to girlfriend.com/seektreatment.
Girlfriend.com/seektreatment.
So I did get a message from Allison that it was Newton who basically is credited with discovering gravity. And it was like,
is
a
Newton
thing
the one
said.
Who was like, I want to try discovering gravity. That is so fucking funny. That's a TikTok. No, but I think Newton's the one who's like, if something's going, it's not going to stop.
Going. Which
it's like physics. It's one of those things.
It's so physics right
I
now.
Like I haven't been to school in like a very long time. So like all those things just don't make any sense.
Aren't you Northwestern?
I went to Northwestern, but I feel like this is just like the education system.
Well, you're young. You can reveal.
I graduated in 2016.
Yeah, you're going to go ahead and be young.
So wait, how old are you if you feel comfortable sharing?
I am 27.
Oh, that's one of the hottest ages. Okay.
One of the hottest ages. See, I just see like when I look at 27, I feel like it looks like a lot older of a number than 28. I'm excited to be 28 because
totally
28 just like it knows what it wants. It like looks like the loop in the eight is just like it's closed and it feels like it really understands itself. And
that makes perfect sense.
But there's something about the loop in the eight and the rounded edges. Like there's just no impact. I feel like it's so of such little consequence. It feels like it doesn't even exist really. Whereas the seven's
aggressive.
Yeah.
Sluttiest numbers.
I could see a TV show about a 27-year-old. I could never see a TV show about a 28-year-old unless it was season two. And then right. And 27 in season one.
Or if you're getting into like film territory. I feel like a lot of movies start when people are 28.
Yeah, 28 is where if you
you're this getting
is what
married,
28
is. It's like you're 28.
No, 20, yes. 28 is you is if you live in like Tennessee, you're getting married when you're 28. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's what 28 is.
My brother's getting married this week.
Oh this week.
5 days. Yeah. So I'm
look me in the eyes. I'm going to a wedding this weekend. Am I going to your brother's wedding?
Where is it in Colorado?
No.
Where is it?
It's in upstate New York.
Oh no, I'm going, it's just California.
That's the only way to discover if we were at the same wedding.
Yeah, that'd be fun. No.
are you
from Cali?
Wait, what's your brother's deal? How long has he been dating the girl? Are you guys close? And how many siblings do you have?
Yes. Yeah, so older brother, we are close. We had a lot of issues growing up, a lot of fighting. We're very close now. He's, you know, very straight, very nice, very successful, but just like a lot of issues there. We're 2 weeks apart, so in 2 years and 2 weeks.
Okay, I'm like, I'm like, your mom is magic.
Yeah, she moves very quick.
Are you delayed twins or just like expedited regular? So
yeah, no, it was just she just like closed the legs and was just like, I'm gonna wait a little bit, a bit more.
I want them to have different birthdays,
right? She tried to hold on long enough to make us different signs, but very close. Like my brother and I just like argued about like the stupidest shit. Like we get our physicals together every year, and like the doctor would hand him like a pink sheet that said he was underweight and a yellow sheet that said I was overweight, and then we would both cry, and I was just like, okay, we're never gonna do it all.
In yellow Power Rangers.
That is literally so the story of like a gay brother and a straight brother, right. Where it's like the straight brother's randomly like underweight and you're like cool, and then you're like overweight and you're like, hey, incredible. Right.
Yeah.
Wait, what was I going to say? Yeah, me and my brother got in the stupidest fights. Did you guys like Power Rangers?
We the only thing that you could really get us in the same room to watch was Law and Order SVU, which is pretty sick in the mind. I think something like that was the only way we could be in the same room, even though we shared a room. We shared a room growing up. What I'll say is if you have a gay brother and a straight brother, they shouldn't share a room. I don't know why. It divides them. It just separates them.
Totally.
Sharing a room is so tough. I remember when I shared a room with my middle brother until we moved.
It's just a mess. It's a mess and a half. And he would always sleepwalk, and that was scary.
I would definitely recommend like getting all of your kids their own room. Right, anyone wanted advice with that? Just get a house with enough rooms, guys. It's not that hard, is it? JK.
I know, seriously. No, but if you can get as many rooms as possible, and you can pop out as many kids as you want. If you just cheaper by the dozen. I don't remember the movie whatsoever, but I hope they had their own rooms.
Having kids young really is like a rich person thing now. It's like You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Kendall Jenner, I was watching, and Kendall Jenner was so upset that she didn't have kids yet. And she's like 23. I was like, hey, I would recommend not worrying about it until
she has time. Whenever she has them, she can do whatever. Like, she can age however she pleases. She
totally.
Like, there's no issue there.
Yes, age is a choice for her. But what was I going to say?
So my brother, the wedding, so love his fiance. They've been together for 10 years. So I've known him forever. It's very exciting. You know, it's just, it got pushed because of the COVID.
Ten years.
Yeah.
What do they do for work? The happy couple.
My brother is a music manager.
Okay. Do you want to send him some of my singing stuff?
And then Jessica, his fiance, she works in social for this company called Cupcakes and Cashmere. Sounds very cute.
That is the cutest thing I ever heard in my life.
Oh my God, that is so like a straight brother's fiance. It's like, I do social for Cupcakes and Cashmere.
But I'm very, very excited for the wedding. And, you know, it's going to happen. I'm the best man.
Are you bringing a date?
I'm not. I've been listening, obviously, to the pod a lot recently and just forever. Everyone is in a relationship with me. I feel like I'm the only single person in the world at the moment.
Uh-huh. Well, that's like Love Island. You've been sent in and you have to break up one of the couples. You have to find a couple that isn't strong and then kind of, as they would say, grift until
I'm the one they send in, and all the couples are like, we realize how much we need to be with each other.
Totally.
I'm going alone.
To quote Love Island, when was your last relationship?
My last serious relationship was 2018. It's been a while. I used to be like a relationship guy, and then that just like kind of went off the rails.
And then you put career first, and you're like, I'm gonna get this writing job. Exactly. I'm gonna be in LA. I'm zooming. I don't have time for you boys.
Throw this pandemic in here to delay it a little bit more.
Totally. Thank you for doing that.
Were you gay in college and even high school?
Yes, I came out when I was 16.
Powerful.
I came out for a guy, and I was like, you know, I don't only like girls. And I had this like plan to like not tell people for 6 months, and then 2 weeks later, every single person in my life knew, because I was like, I want them to hear from me. Like, I had a lot of like dates at Panera over bread bowls where I would tell them, like, they'd be like, you're not eating your bread bowl. What's wrong with you? And I'd be like, I'm gay. Like, my truth.
Oh my God, amazing. You got that driver's license and you were like, right.
Well, yeah, I was like, I can pick you up. One time, one of my straight friends picked me up in his car because he had just gotten his driver's license, and he was like, just tell me, are you a puffer? And I was like, I don't know what that means. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. And I was like, but I'm gay. And he was like, oh, that's what a puffer is. And I was like,
Awesome. He sounds cool.
That is the classic thing where at high school, like, any word can mean a gay person. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
And now this is how fucked up, sick and twisted I am, is when you're like, I came out when I was 16. My first thought was like, that must've been hard on the straight brother.
I was like, I need the attention at this point in my life. But it was like, I came out at 16, but I didn't know any other gay people.
Totally.
And it was great. I was like widely accepted. It was totally fine.
But said you came out for a guy. Who was this guy?
I did. I came out for a guy, but then he went to NYU. They always do.
That's a story of like literally everyone who's ever come on the pod who came out like when they were in high school was like, and then the guy came out for one to NYU.
And then he ruined my life. No, but I came out, and then I went on like a high school trip to like Israel and Palestine that summer. And the minute that I touched down there, he broke up with me. And I was like, I remember being like, I want to like, I hope my leg breaks or something. So I have to be sent home. Like, I can't be here right now. I was like, I'm newly gay in Israel and I'm freaking out.
I'm newly gay in Israel trying to break his own leg.
I was like, I have to go to the Western Wall and figure my shit out. Like,
you're one man show.
Allison, come here and kick me in my leg.
I think now's the perfect time to ask our favorite pod question, because we're kind of already doing it, which is, of course, Nick, who were you, who are you, and who do you want to be?
I like promised myself, I was like, I know that this question is coming, but I'm not going to think about it in advance because
it's raw, it's real.
Who were you? Okay. I feel like there were so many past versions of myself. Like, I'm just fucking crazy. my like high school version was like, big boy covered in ketchup.
That's literally me. That's literally me. That's literally me.
How did, like, knew he
big
liked
boy
men.
Covered?
Yeah, yeah. No, then I can't relate. Now, like, that is where I draw a line.
I just, like, I always had a ketchup stain because I would always just go for so much ketchup with fries. Like, I famously yes. had, like, a ketchup stain on the middle of my shirt every
Wait,
shirt.
That is so my story of always yeah. having a ketchup stain. Yeah, that's my story.
I mean, that's the literally
you stole
the,
my friend's story.
I'm so sorry. Well, actually, all gay men were covered in ketchup when, before you. It's part of the coming out process.
Did you do theater?
I did mm-hmm. but I was that like theater kid who was like, I do theater but I don't hang out with theater people, which
oh my God.
Which is even worse, I think. That's it's so, like that's you're cool. Then you're like trying to like remove yourself from that. But I did do theater. I my senior year of high school I played Kurt in Sound of Music as a 18-year-old man playing a 7-year-old kid.
Perfect.
The director was like, you gotta shave your legs, and I was like,
no,
body.
That is so unnecessary.
That's so bizarre.
It's like, I'm sure there could be some element of suspended disbelief of like, right. You know,
I'm
what
just
I mean?
Like, I'm just like, I'm a kid who hit puberty early. Like, why don't we try to like add a little more fluff to this character? Kurt von Trapp,
I love this. Like, this high school play director is like, you're gonna need to bleach your whole sweetheart. Bleach your hole and come back and sing 8 bars, and then we'll see where we are.
Yeah, he's like, I know you already came out. You can bleach your hole.
He's like, separate from the play, bleach your hole. Honestly, just
right. Oh my God. No, I mean, I also feel like I was like the because I feel like I came out, and that's when all my friends were like hooking up with people. So my like. Version of that was after we like go out and like go to parties and drink like blue UV or whatever.
Yeah,
I would just go like eat like 7 meals at night because I was just like, I guess this is my form of a love language. And then I was just that kid who like, so I came out and then I like blew up, which, you know, is also part of the feels like part of the gay story.
Totally.
But now, oh, who am I now? I'd say.
When did you have your, I think we all want to know, when did you then have your first boyfriend?
Oh, right. First boyfriend. So I guess the guy who I came out for, like, we dated for a week. So I guess that doesn't really count.
Did you have, like, what did you do hookup wise? A lot of people are
In high school, I had my boyfriend who I, like, hooked up with and of like, a week. But then, you know, like, 3 months later, we hooked up again. It was, like, so dramatic. Like, oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Going to NYU. It's horrible.
That's so fun that you got to have that kind of, like, drama that, like, straights even have in high school. But what was I going to say? Wait, but when you say hook up, you like made out? Like, what's going on?
Oh, no, like we had sex. There was one time, I remember, well, we had been like hooking up. We did, you know, all the stuff except for sex.
Everything but.
I'm gay, but what is anal? I know what's down there, but I'm scared of it.
Yeah,
I'm gay, but what is anal is good title of it.
Well, we were like, because like came out of like, I feel like I was just fresh out of sex ed, and like I knew what the internet was, and I knew what like men.com was, but it was still just like I don't know what to do with. That's an unknown territory. So then there was 3 months later, like right before he went to NYU, and he was like, I'm on a walk, and I was like, I'm coming to pick you up because I had my driver's license. And then I took him back to my place and we had sex, and
full anal.
We're downstairs full anal. It probably lasted about 24 seconds.
Wow.
Did you tear up top or bottom?
I bottomed. That's my first gay sex was bottoming.
Totally.
It just like shot me into the ether. Like, it was exactly how I needed to enter my sexuality life.
I feel like that's a lot of people's story. Did you, well, because he was a little bit older and so legally.
Yeah, and
so
he was
legally.
Much taller.
Yeah.
So it was just like, this is just, I think these are the rules. I didn't even really know what the rules were. And then other than that, in high school, I like one time went and visited my brother at Northwestern and like hooked up with one of his friends and thought it was the coolest thing
that's hot.
I had ever done. And when I visited, my brother was like, you can't hook up with him. And I was like, if I was a girl, you would like be
oh, but, yes. Like,
and he was like, no, I just want to protect you. Like, you're going to get upset. And he was right.
Wait,
went home and freaked out.
That is so hot, though, to, like, go visit your brother at college and, like, hook up with this friend.
Yeah, it was like, and then I was like, you know, in high school, just like, guys, like, I hooked up with, like, a college guy.
And yeah. So, oh, my God. For no reason, I'm thinking of this scene. And I only watched the pilot of, I've tried to watch this television show Queer as Folk, but I can only... I've only gotten through the first episode because it makes me too horny and I have to turn it off. But in the first episode, like, the main hot guy, like, has sex with like the main younger character, and it's like his first time, and it's like so hot. But now that I'm saying it, I'm remembering that the young guy is like in high school, and they don't really treat that like a huge issue in the show, but it is kind of definitely kind of an issue, I think. Well,
so much of what I didn't understand, like, it was of legal age, but I was like 17, which in Chicago is legal. But I remember going back home because I was in Chicago and they were at Northwestern, so it was really close. And I would like, now thinking about it, I feel so bad for this guy. Like, I was texting him and just like newly out and had so many questions. And now as an adult, I understand why he was probably so fucking terrified of me.
Yeah.
But I think he was just trying to be nice. But I also was like so young.
Did you have full sex with him?
We did.
Oh my God, you're having so much full sex at an early age.
I know. But then it took like a break because then I had to wait to go to college.
Yeah.
And then my first real, real boyfriend was, I interned in New York City my first summer of college at a casting agency.
Oh my God.
And I met my first boyfriend. that was like when I found out what sex was. Like then we were like having a lot of sex.
Yeah. Was he like a caster?
He was also an intern.
Oh, that's sexy. That's cute. You know what? I just have to say, like, something that annoys me about Northwestern is how it is in Chicago. And like, I just feel like that's not Northwest. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is a little confusing. I just think none of us ever actually think about it. We're just like, it's just what it is.
Yeah, like Northwestern should be in like Oregon or something.
Were you like theater major?
I was a theater major at Northwestern too. So I guess I really am trying to run away from this theater narrative, but it's just like,
it's your truth. When did you get into comedy?
I was in the like long form improv team at Northwestern.
Oh, there we go.
We exist. We used to do it. I don't do it anymore.
It's okay if you do.
I haven't had the opportunity.
Yeah, you're like we're all dying to do it again.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just like, I'm outside of like UCB, like let me in. but that was great. And then there were just so many people from Northwestern in like the improv team, improv world that came out to LA to do comedy.
Did you move straight to LA?
I went back to New York because that's my parents were living there. I went back for 3 months before I moved to LA. I worked at SoulCycle for 28 days.
Oh my God. Congratulations. 28 days later.
That's a movie.
I gave my 2 weeks notice 2 weeks into it. I had just learned how to use the computer. I remember one time I accidentally let a woman, I forgot to charge her for her like $38 socks. Because that's, you know, a pair of socks at SoulCycle. Yeah. And I got a call from the manager and she was like, I just like, if you do this, if you let another pair of socks go missing, like it's done.
So, oh my God. Thank God every retail space I've worked at has been like pretty chill because I make so many mistakes.
Oh yeah.
And I never feel bad if it's like the customer benefits from it, but I always feel, whatever.
And it
so
was
wait,
just,
so then, go ahead, sorry. No,
it was an insane job. It was like you're there at 5 a.m. It's, you know, blasting techno music. You're cleaning shoes that have like blood on them, and you're opening a bunch of smart bottle of water, and everyone's just so the clientele. I think it was a Nomad, and the clientele they were just like people are there to get there in and out before work, and they're so mean.
Yeah,
it's bad. It was a mess. So we got out.
There's definitely something about the culture of SoulCycle that doesn't sit well with me. Sorry, Catherine.
I'm terrified of it.
No, I was saying, Nick, remember when we met? Mm-hmm. When was it? It was sweaty.
It was
Merrick's. It was Merrick's house.
It was, yeah, it was, or was it Merrick's or was it Crip? Or someone it was, you know what it was? A big apartment building. And they were like, let's just destroy the building before we leave.
Do you know that was the night I first hooked up with my lover? My God. That was such a fun party, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. Can I say one thing that I'm sick and tired of?
What?
Every single gay person knows Merrick. And I'm sick and tired of it.
Why? You know him too.
Yeah, I know, but I can still be sick and tired of it. Who was the last person I was talking to that knew Merrick? So stupid to say on air. The last person I was talking to who knew Merrick, that was Matt Whitaker. And I was like, wow, truly every gay person knows Merrick. And now here I sit.
Well, that's because Merrick's my bestie from college.
Gay people really, you know, sometimes we just like do all the same things and we just know all the same people. It's like when someone's like, do you know my friend? And you're like, that's incredibly offensive. And then like, we hooked up twice. Yeah.
But sometimes I feel like I'm like not in that network. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm not knowing people. I'm really not knowing. I'm not out there knowing people.
There's different like squads of them.
Yeah.
As a gay man, I can say that. I can say that.
What's your crew? What's your group? What's your club?
Who are your, yeah, what's your hashtag squad?
What's your chosen family? What's your tribe?
Yeah, exactly. My clique out here. Well, I know all the comedy guys out here too. It's like their whole, I saw Matt Rogers like a week ago. But that whole, it's like that whole, there's a whole group, you know, there's just, it's like if I name them all, it'd just be all the same. It'd be like
totally
people named like Matt, Jackson, John, Tim, like it just
Jackson,
be all the
Jackson, Jackson, Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah. Tyler.
Right. Sam, Matt 1, Matt 2, Matt 3, Matt 4, all the Matts.
So here's the deal, my friends. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by big wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch, okay? So when I first heard that Mint Mobile offers premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month, I thought, well, what's the catch, queen? But after speaking with them and using their service, it all made sense. There isn't one, because Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they're the first company to sell wireless service online only. By cutting out retail stores, there's no crazy overhead costs that get passed down to you in the form of mystery fees. Instead, Mint just passes on sweet savings direct to you.
And I use Mint Mobile now. I switched to it. And I have to say that the service is very good compared to any other. I used to be an AT&T girl, and the service is just as good. I never have an issue, and it's really been working out great for me. And so I'm just glad to have a less expensive cell phone plan and still get service whenever I need it.
And for people looking for extra savings, Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for just $15 a month, y'all. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, high-speed data, delivered on the nation's largest 5G network.
Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same phone number along with all your existing contacts. And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee.
So switch to Mint Mobile and get premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month.
To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/seek treatment. That's mintmobile.com/seek treatment. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/seek treatment.
Woo! That's our podcast.
Do you remember when we met?
I do. Well, Catherine, we have to go over yours.
Oh, yes.
Pat,
sorry.
We met at High Tops, and I ran up to you and I assaulted you. And then I was like,
immediately before the pandemic, it was the second episode of Drag Race season 12.
And I saw Pat and I ran up to him and I was like, ah! and then I was like, okay, see you later.
Wait, so what is your guys' first night?
Well, so we met, Chris Murphy invited me. I was visiting, this was actually right after Seek Treatment had begun, because I remember I went to, I went to Mexico City right before with one of my ex-boyfriends. And I was reading Bad Blood, the Theranos book. And I was like, oh my God, this is scintillating. And I'm like such a smart person. Like, I'm reading words on a Kindle right now, and I'm highlighting.
Oh my God, that's crazy. To highlight on a Kindle. It's crazy.
Yeah, I would highlight something and there'd be 4,000 other users highlighted this. And I was like, okay, really smart.
The Theranos book in Kindle is really specific.
Yeah. But then my ex was sitting next to me and he's like cracking up, and I was like, excuse me, I'm really busy right now. I'm learning about Bad Blood and Elizabeth Holmes. And you know, I'm like, oh my God, it reads like such a fiction book, but it's nonfiction. Isn't this fascinating? And he's listening to Seek Treatment. He's like, you gotta listen to this. That was my Seek Treatment beginning. What I will say about Mexico City, an ex-boyfriend.
Go on.
I went with two ex-boyfriends. We broke up right after. Don't take people you love to Mexico City.
Oh, so you went, they were current boyfriends when you went there.
And then we came back, and then we were boyfriends. Yeah. It was in Mexico City with that ex, who I think he listens to Seek Treatment a lot. Hello.
Hey. I know, now I want to know who he is.
Why doesn't he care about me anymore? He never reaches out.
We don't really speak that much anymore, but
okay, I wish him the best, regardless of your drama.
We were in a cab in Mexico City, and I was just talking and just filling the space, whatever. It's just the two of us. We're on a two-person vacation. And he just turns to me and he goes, do you always feel the need to fill everything, every moment of silence with speaking?
Oh, my God.
And I was like... And so then I go silent. And a minute later, he's like, what's wrong? And I was he's like, you're so quiet. I'm like, no, I'm just looking.
Oh my god.
But that's what got me listening to Seek Treatment. So oh, thank
god. I can't believe he said that. If he's listening, if he's listening, I say you shouldn't have said that.
No, but I mean it's true. I really don't know how to shut the fuck up.
Well, being alive is filling silences.
Right, exactly.
Being alive is like filling silences. I'm like wondering if that's okay.
Yeah. But so then I met Kat right after. And we went to this like house party, and I remember Chris was like, "Kat, like there's Kat, and it's Brian, right?"
Yeah.
Brian. Well, and I had met Brian years before through Eric Freeman. I had known Brian for a couple of years, like
distantly. Oh, right.
And then like I could see Kat was like running around this party and like, looking,
oh my god!
Like, I was like, oh my god, something's happening here. There are some sparks in the air. And then all I remember the rest of the night was like people just started. It was like a last hurrah at this apartment, and everyone took that as like, let's destroy the
property.
Like Larry Owens and Patrick Riley were like kicking some cardboard, and people were writing on the walls.
Oh my god!
Scary. Such a good night.
I gotta get out of here. I'm terrified.
But even after that party, you said LA is still the place for me.
I know. That was after I had moved to LA. But so I moved to LA originally. I was like, I definitely want to write and act, but I can't just like, I know myself. And like, if I just went and worked at like SoulCycle again, or was a waiter, like I would die. So I worked at an agency for a year. How brave.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I worked at UTA for a full year.
Wow.
I'm proud you got out so fast. I feel like it's hard to make that transition.
I'm a survivor.
I really am a survivor of that life. It really is terrifying. It is everything everyone says it is and more.
Yeah.
But I got in and out. I was like, I'm here, I'm leaving. And then I started working for a showrunner right after that. And that's kind of how it all began.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Oh, and Pat,
and then I worked with, right after that, I worked with Jen Stotsky because she was right around forever.
Oh my god. I think
she's the coolest person in the world.
I want to be her. I'm like going to single white theme her.
Hacks is amazing. Congratulations. I can't wait for season two.
Thank you so much.
It is so wonderful. But yeah, Jen is the best.
Yeah, she's like really, really funny.
But do you guys, LA, you're not on it, not, you LA, no, visit, but no.
I like LA, and I was just saying that, like, something about, I think, was I saying this
to you, Catherine? Wait, no one freak out, because I'm going to fill up my water, because I have something in my throat. No one freak out, keep talking.
Totally. I might have said this to you already, so this is actually perfect. Something about when I go to LA, I like, and it's fun, and I think it might just be because I'm, like, essentially going on vacation by myself, and, like, no one can get me, you know what I mean? Like, I'm really, truly alone in a really beautiful way. And only people can find me if I want them to find me. And, you know, I always go there when it's like just for 2 weeks, and it's like kind of a whirlwind when I'm seeing people I want to see and like whatever. And, but when I think about it, I do get happy, and I would like to go there for like, I would love to do half and half, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Kind of a famous situation.
Yeah, but like by coastal. I feel like every single person who is involved in anything that any of us do, we're always like, if I could be by coastal, like I would.
You know, like revolutionary.
Yeah. Like which one do you prefer? Well, if I had the option, I would like have like a little small, little nice apartment in the West Village and have like a really big house in LA. And I would just like bounce back and forth whenever I wanted. It's like,
Same.
Absolutely.
What was I going to say? I would love to go there. Wait, but then my family's over here. So that's like part of it.
I had my family follow me. I dragged them out here too. So I have my sister. My little sister is actually still in New York. Like, you guys got to say hi to her. She's my brother moved out here with his fiance to Venice. I live in West Hollywood because, you know, homosexual. Mm-hmm. And then my parents came here. My little sister, they were in New York. My little sister was like, well, okay, fuck me.
Parents seem cool. They're just going to go wherever you go.
Yeah, we moved around a lot growing up. I'm jealous. Now they're here and they're just like enjoying the sun. I think they were just like, we can't do this like cold. We grew up like Chicago for so long, and then New York. It was like, it's cold and there's ice.
It's funny because your parents really took kind of the famous comedy trajectory of like, they were like Chicago, New York, LA.
Your parents are improv comedians or TV writers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're the stage that they won't let me on. They're just like, you can't come in here, but they're the biggest comedians of all.
Isn't it so funny how like East always belongs to straights and like West for some reason is gays? Like in New York, like everything East is straight. It's like your Murray Hills, your Upper East Sides. You're like, I mean, Lower East Side is bi for sure, but your Lower East Side is just like young and thus pan, you know what right. I mean? Young and thus pan. But then like West, you have like Chelsea, you have Hell's Kitchen, you have like West Village, you have like Greenwich Village, like the gayest places you can ever imagine. Yeah. And it's like, why is it so split down the middle? And why are all the chops? So why are all the chops on the straight side? Mm-hmm. And lastly, even when you go to LA, someone's like, before I knew anything about LA, someone said West Hollywood. I was like, I'm sure that's the gay part. Turns out it is. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You're a genius.
Isn't that strange?
But then I'll bet if you go super west in LA, if you go to like Venice, Santa Monica, it's the straightest place on earth.
Interesting.
It's scary. Everyone's on a bird. Everyone has blonde hair. Everyone is fighting with their boyfriends. and walking down Abercrombie and eating salt and straw. So I mean, people can be different. People break barriers here, but
people can be straight on the west side. It's not such a crazy idea. Look at me.
It's okay. Yeah,
I could be nesting in the West Village with my straight boyfriend against all odds.
Are you guys? Would you consider yourself 100% straight, 100% gay? Where are we?
I feel 100% gay. I really couldn't imagine having sex with a woman, and I couldn't imagine wanting to at this time in my life.
and there's so much more room.
Yeah, no, I'm not 100% straight. I say I'm straight, but I really get turned on when like big boobs are pressed up against a shower wall. I think that's really sexy. And I think I could see myself having sex with a woman in the future, particularly in a group setting with my lover. I think we'd be open to like adding a third, be they male or femme or whatever. Right.
But specific, it also would have to be in a shower and her boobs would have to be
I would have to see those tits
time.
Against the glass wall. I would have to see those tits against that wall.
Yeah. She would need like breast reconstructive surgery afterwards because they need to just flatten out.
Well, it really is like whenever I'm looking at porn and I'm like, okay, that girl is for me. She's not. It's like, oh, Catherine, you're looking at the girl who looks like you. Right. You're looking at the girl who has your body type.
But
and you want to be squishy.
That we can just like, we like sometimes we would fuck ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, I would love to.
Yeah.
So what are you looking for in love? So you're single. Are you looking for a relationship? Are you having fun? Are you hooking up? Do you have crushes? What's happening?
I feel like I'm at the point where, yes. So I feel like the reason that I am still single is because I had these like intense relationships where I, to an unhealthy point, put myself into them far too much and invested way too much in the other person and totally forgot that I was my own person and existed. Yeah. And so then I was just so exhausted after those relationships that then I was just like, I can't do that again. And now I have this mindset of like, the next one has to be the one, which is horrible and terrifying and not a good thought process.
Totally. Plus you're only 26. You literally have a million years.
I'm 27. That's a whole other year.
But it's so powerful.
That's the same as 26. That's honestly the same as 26.
Pandemic 26 is 27. But it's so powerful that you were already able to separate yourself from that because that takes people, you know, full lifetimes.
Right. Well, now I say I'm like, well, now that I know that, I'm totally ready for the next one. But like, ask me when I'm in the next one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
But I'm also at a point where I say, you know, okay, I'm like ready to get back into a relationship, and then I commit absolutely no time into dating whatsoever.
Yeah. You know who I ship at the end of the day? You and the guy your brother went to college with.
Where's he now?
Oh, I think you guys are end game. You guys are 1000% end game.
He actually is in LA.
Okay, is he single?
Oh my god! Reach.
I don't know.
Is he gonna be at the wedding?
He's not gonna be. But I should ask him if he. I haven't spoken to him in years. Maybe I'll see if he can be my podcast.
You should text. Do you think he cares about our podcast? Because maybe we could do a little hello.
If he's gay as he claims, he might care about it.
I wonder if he's changed his phone number since I used to stalk him. You know what I mean?
Totally. Like,
it's been so long.
So your brother is 2 years older than you and they've been dating for 10 years. This leads me to believe it's like a high school, end of high school romance or early college?
It's college. They're 30. So they met when they were junior or sophomores at Northwestern.
I feel like when I'm even older than your brother's fiance, who's older than you, when I'm older than the cupcakes and cashmere woman. Wait.
Now you have to be CEO of Cupcakes and Cashmere. You're gonna look it up right after this and be like, "I have to. I'm running this company. This is my."
I'm definitely intrigued.
Cupcakes and Cashmere and everything else.
And everything in between. Wait, what was I gonna say? Wait. So your brother went to Northwestern. She went to Northwestern. You went to Northwestern.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then
family affair.
And then my sister went to NYU, all purple. She followed my ex-boyfriend to NYU.
Wait, did you feel pressure as the gay brother to like be friends with her, like when you guys were in college?
Yeah, it was very much, wait, my sister or the fiance?
The fiance.
The fiance, yeah, it was very much, I also, that was another thing, I had like come out a year before I met her, so that was very much like a, oh my God, like we're gonna be girls, you know, like,
yeah, yeah.
She's my best friend, like she's yeah. my sister, and I love her, and she is like my sister, but it was, I feel like it very much was that, like, I was leaning into it, and I was like, I'm the fun, young, new gay brother who like
totally
knows himself, and then like I, you know, had my like 2 years of being out and proud, and then like my life entirely collapsed, and I lost my mind.
As yes, that's like being gay. It's like year one is like we're dancing, bitch, and then year three is like I'm in a gutter.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, she also like we started our relationship, and then like three when I lost my like when I started it, I was 90 pounds heavier than I was like 2 years later, and I think she then as like my sister watched me like lose my grasp on reality in life. So she was there in a very like supportive, lovely way. So that's, I think, part of it.
That's beautiful. Wait, so what was your struggle?
I was just like always a big boy. And then I think it was like, oh, I'm going to college. Like, I kind of want to like look a little different. And I remember I went to Lollapalooza the August before Northwestern, and I took Molly for the first time.
Oh my God.
And I obviously was just like, I'm not hungry. Like, this drug is crazy.
Yeah.
And I woke up the next day and I was like, I could not eat for like a couple more days.
Yeah.
And then that turned into like, I could not eat for like a couple weeks. And then it just like, it, you know, it fucking snuck up on me and like took over my life.
Damn.
It tells you a little lie, these disorders. They tell you a little lie that at some point you will be satisfied and happy, and at some point enough will be enough. And that is ultimately
Yeah. I remember texting my family being like, oh my God, I lost 5 pounds. And they'd be like, yay. And then I'd be like, I lost 10 pounds. They'd be like, oh, good. And then it was like, oh, I've lost like 27 pounds. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
Going on. And then, the next summer when I was back in New York, my mom was like, maybe you should talk to a doctor. And then I got like, I know, you know, like the team, I got the whole team involved. I went to like, at first I went to a pediatrician, even though I was a 20-year-old, and she was like, we're going to get you a nutritionist and a therapist. And then the therapist was like, let's talk twice a week. And I was like, something's going on here. My personality is forming.
You're like,
people
socially
love to tell me to go to the nutritionist, and every nutritionist I've been to is so deeply unhelpful.
Well, you should go to a dietitian. Is more kind of like they went to school and they know kind of like,
is that the difference?
The woman I'm seeing is a dietitian, and she I think is like very knowledgeable and et cetera, et cetera.
I don't even know the difference. My nutritionist was just always like so happy. And I was like, we're not happy. We're not happy here.
Oh my God.
That's really tough though.
It was obviously a very scary moment. And then like I figured things out, but that was just like, it just, you know, that's your whole, all of a sudden that's your entire personality for a few years. And you're just like, make it stop.
Yeah.
But like happy to at least feel now like more so much better about all that stuff, but you know, it creeps back, it comes around.
It never stops.
Yeah,
she never goes.
Do you have a therapist you like now?
I do.
That's good. It's hard to find one.
I have this like new, like older, I had this gay therapist pre-pandemic who I would go to, and I would just always be like, oh my God, he thinks I'm literally the funniest person in the world. Like, this is a stand-up set like every single time. And you know, I would tell my friends and family that, and they were like, well, what is he helping? And I was like, no, but he's laughing. Mm. And so then I think then he would also just be like, so what's going on? Like, it was kind of like a gossip sesh and never like any advice or there, I wasn't really getting anywhere. I was just kind of leaving being like, I'm fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I can't believe I'm paying someone to laugh. And also a lot of the time I was like, he's not laughing with me. He's laughing at me. This is crazy. So I found a new therapist. He's this like old guy who like really just gets into it. And I love him. He's like an active listener and an active contributor, which I feel like is so rare.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I'm like, tell me what's wrong. Like, tell me what I'm supposed to be doing. Cause I'm like, this, it's not working.
So yeah.
Like, yell at me, call me out, tear me down kind of
thing. I think I can sometimes like that. I can't tell what I want just yet, but I had the opposite of my therapist. He like didn't think I was funny for one single second. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And he would do things where if I was like, you clearly don't think I'm funny, he would be like, why do you care? And I'd be like, what are you talking about? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I also, My therapist also, like, I was like, because I used to make a lot of like Instagram videos and like comedy shit like that before TikTok and whatnot. And then it was so, I wonder how you guys feel about this and like just like online social media, Twitter, Instagram presence, yada, yada, yada. It was like so fun. And then I was like, this is ruining my life.
Yeah,
obviously it ruins your life.
Like, this is the literally, I can't believe I put myself into this box because this is actively ruining my life.
Do you feel
day.
That way though? I'm surprised to hear you say that because I feel like your stuff is so funny and like it seems so effortless. And
thank you. Well, that's, I feel like it used to be. Like, I feel like when I started out, I feel like for a lot of people who like make that, like that's content and stuff. And on top of it, I was like, I don't want people to think I'm an influencer. Like, I don't want to like, I don't want to like, have nothing against anyone, but I was like, I don't want to sell like tea in a year. Like, I just don't want to do that.
Yeah. Totally.
My friend doesn't want to sell tea in a year.
Right. Yeah. My friend who makes videos, he's going to stop because he doesn't want to sell tea in a year. But no, I was like, it was fun at first. And then it just felt like it was like aggressive work, and then you have people in your DMs like, where the fuck are the videos? Like,
oh my god,
laugh. And it's like, I'm,
oh my god,
I don't know,
you're like,
you
I'm
are.
Not Nick's therapist.
right
yeah. I have what I would consider like a comfortably small following where I don't, it doesn't feel awful. Like, I don't feel like there's too much attention, but I do, but I feel like it's fine, you know what I mean? Like, but I don't think I would want like a ton of
right.
followers.
It just got overwhelming, and then it happened, I think, for at least on like my Instagram and stuff, like 2 or 3 years ago. It happened very quickly, and which was very exciting. And then I had like sold the show to NBC, and
I remember that
a lot of like fun stuff happening. And then I was getting DMs with like my address, and like, I saw you, did you just walk by me on the street? And like, I went to my parents' house and someone knocked on the door, and I was just like, this is getting to a point
oh
where
my god, someone
really...
knocked on the door of your parents'
yeah,
house?
Someone like DM'd me on Twitter and was like, I think I just saw you, came to the back, knocked on the door.
No.
And this is like, now this is at a point where I'm just like getting uncomfortable.
Wait,
of course,
so
my brain goes like, I want someone to knock on my parents' door. So like, my parents know that people care about me. You know what I mean?
That is freaky.
You know what? I'm just like, everyone who listens to this podcast, you're not a fan unless you're at my parents' door. Right?
Yeah. If you're listening to this podcast, find your favorite comedians, knock on their parents' doors.
Yeah.
Well, I'm curious what you feel now, because I feel like you've done what everyone who starts making online content wants to do, which is, you know, get an actual writing job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you already done
that, and that's I think what so much of it was there was like attention on this, because, and I'm sure you guys feel this way too, like, we can put so much time and effort into something, and like hours or like a short or whatever, and you can just put your entire life into it, and then like three people are like, oh, I enjoyed that, and then stick your thumb up your ass for like 20 seconds on Instagram, and everyone's like, you're the funniest person in the world. And so I started realizing that like those videos were the things that were doing better, so I think that, and then, you know, it gets your name out there, I guess, but then you become that person. It's just, it's so hard to, there's no right way to do it.
Totally.
There's no right way.
And now TikTok has made things insane, which Kat, I know.
Oh, in what way? I'm curious. I was only on it. I basically joined it because I was like quarantining for a month. Mm-hmm. And then I actually started to really love it, and I was like having so much fun even like thinking of ideas to make them. And then as soon as I stopped quarantining, I literally never thought of it again in my life, and I can't go back there.
Well, I scroll on it sometimes, and I'm just like, should I make one right now? But I'm like, I don't understand what's funny on here. I don't understand what like does well. Like somebody, like there's some people like Grace Cohen Schmidt is like so good at TikTok.
Oh my God.
So
yeah.
Fucking funny at TikTok. And I'm just like, I don't know how to do this. And then I like see these like kids, these like 14-year-olds who have like 10 million followers. I'm like, what does this do? And they're making so many TikToks. I'm like,
I feel so bad for them.
I feel bad for them. I feel like, and then they eventually hit a point where they're posting shit like, I'm losing my mind. Oh. People are trying to like kill me, you know, that kind of stuff.
What the fuck?
And I'm just like, they were just making funny videos online. Like if we had had access to that when we were 15,
my experience is like some of the most random people are famous on TikTok that I would have no idea about. Like I will, even people I've known for years, like, and don't, and like I'll all of a sudden find out they're like huge on TikTok. I'm like, that's fascinating to me.
Well, but, and also just like very famous actors whose careers had ended like 15 years ago, they come on and they just get like 2 million followers. And I guess that's what they're doing. Like lots of parents. who have kids now, they just make TikToks with them. And I'm just like, I don't understand.
Like almost like Sarah Michelle Gellar's Instagram. Do you follow Sarah Michelle Gellar on Instagram?
I don't, but I feel like I see her.
Out there. You see her out there.
Yeah, she's if you're listening, I might throw you a follow later.
she's definitely out there.
But so what's your, having now like been to hell and back, you know, what is your dream? Who do you want to be?
All right. Who do I want to be? I want to, like, ultimately the dream is to like write, produce and act in stuff.
That, yeah.
You know, just like a creator. So much of like the journey through the career of a comedian is, it's a lot. I mean, as anyone is, but it's a lot of ups and downs and a lot of really high highs and really low lows and like a lot of depression mixed in between.
Oh my God.
And I just want to like be doing something, maybe not reach as far as I had wanted when I was like a child into stardom, but just doing, being able to consistently work in writing and acting while also just being happy.
Yeah.
Goals. Would you, Creative control, baby.
If you could only choose one of these girls that stands before you, writing and acting, which girl would you choose to continue on her journey to become America's next top model?
Is it consistent?
Yeah. Like overall, like if you take all the days you would choose one and all the days that you would choose the other, what wins?
Ultimately, I think, the girl I originally wanted to go after, which is acting.
That's the theater kid. He's back.
For me, that girl usually goes home. That girl usually never goes home for me.
That girl usually goes off to the jury house.
Yeah. If that makes sense.
I absolutely love writing, and I plan to continue to do it for a very long time. And also, obviously, like acting is not going as well for me. just living in that limbo of self tape hell.
Oh my god! Yeah, welcome to the community.
It's just like so many Dropbox links that will never be opened again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I will never. I don't know.
It's so wild when you see that your Vimeo video has zero views, and you're like, I did that a few weeks ago, and like,
it's awesome. It's funny when
they already said no. I don't understand. No one watched it.
It's funny when y'all do the same like nine different self tapes for different two line parts in the same project. And it's like, I'm sure you can judge by the other two lines I said, like I how I would do
I,
at these.
I think I know what show you're talking about.
Yeah.
I will also say that to my agents. I'm like, but don't they know like if they like me or not at this point?
Because honey, they've said totally.
Times. Why do they want me to try it for this character number three again?
Yes. My role from now on is like, I will make each person in America one self tape. And then once I've made you your self tape, you just have to keep refer back to that one. Just keep referring back.
Even like when you're 65, they'll refer to your like 30-year-old. Like this is what he's playing.
I'm 65 playing like gay 28-year-old waiter.
Right.
I've made some truly exquisite self tapes lately, and so I just want to put out into the universe that I am a Val, and I'm wishing y'all the absolute best. Yes. And my talent cannot be denied. Good night, everyone. I pass out. No.
Yeah, no. There are. I can't imagine the amount of like cloud storage that self tapes are. There's just like a cloud full of self tapes that just will never. Yeah, just deleted after people realize like 3 months later that they didn't get the part.
And then, do you want to get married?
I was just gonna say, do you want married? Do you want kids?
Oh my god!
Marriage is 100%. Like, I want a husband. I want a husband so badly. I want dad and papa. Like, I want that so badly. I feel like my parents have like an incredible relationship. They've been so in love, and so they like ruin that.
Sounds amazing.
They're the best, and they're so in love, and they're so great, and so like in a way, I'm like, you kind of fucked me by being so happy because now like, where's mine?
Yeah, where's my cupcakes and whatever?
Yeah, exactly.
Cupcakes and cashmere person.
And kids, I definitely always want kids. Like, always wanted kids.
I definitely always want kids.
I always want kids. I'm always looking for the closest kids. but now I just feel like the older I get, though, sometimes, like, especially now that I'm not in a relationship, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I've just seen so many like shitty kids. Like,
I know.
If I have a kid that ruins my life, like, what do I You.
I know. I would want a kid that was 14 months forever. You know what I mean? Right. I would want a 14-month-old kid forever. Like, they can walk and, like, say right. only a few words. Like,
oh my God.
They could tell me, they could kind of tell me what they want, but not be too specific about it. And, and they're, like, kind of cute. And, like, that's it.
Like, if I had someone, to have me as a kid, I would be so upset. Like, I was
no, you'd be happy. You'd be so happy.
I would love me as a kid.
But I'd also be like, you can't be gay. Like, that's my thing.
Totally.
They'd be like, Dad, I'm gay. I'd be like, get out.
Yeah.
Your thunder. Well, as someone who's currently on vacation with her dad, my dad has said multiple times, like, you just never know with kids. They can ruin your whole life. And I'm like, okay, well, would you risk it all again for me? And he's like, of course. And he's like, I was like, hey, Carr, my okay. dad hates me. My dad does. I want to say this. I think I said this already, but he does love our new dog more than me. The dog bit me. And my dad goes, stop, you're hurting his teeth. You got it.
Oh my God.
My dad is going through that same. My parents got a COVID dog, and she like still bites when you walk in because in whatever. My dad's like, it's just the way she shows affection. I'm like, that's insane. If I punch someone in the face, but I was being nice about it, is it like okay? The dads are here to protect the dogs. That's what they do.
We have to respect it.
We have to.
Now the questions are, well, first of all, do y'all have crushes of the week? No offense.
Yeah, that's an amazing question.
I'm definitely not dating, but I have crushes. I feel like after last week and forever, Lil Nas X, because yes. Free Baby, I'm just always, like, hello. Always.
Yeah.
And then I just finished Starstruck. Did you guys watch Starstruck?
Oh, I need to watch that.
It is a HBO Max limited series, or not limited series. It's the first season. It's like 6 episodes. A comedian from either New Zealand or Australia. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, Rose Meadow. She's from New Zealand.
And it's so good. Her co-lead, he plays a superstar in it. His name's Nikesh Patel, I think. And he is he wears like a suit. And I'm like, a man in a suit.
That's okay. Incredible. Yeah, there when a man's in a suit.
Flooded basement.
Flooded basement.
Do you, Catherine? I don't know if I have one this week, even though I always have one usually.
Mine is, I'm addicted to, it's an oldie but a goodie. I love bagged pepperonis, and I've been popping peppies all week at my little house. And what I do is sometimes I eat them plain, sometimes I put pepperonis on pita chips, and I just kind of go off. And I just love pepperonis, and I just had to take the time to say enough. Enough. It's about the simple things. It's about taking a breath of mountain air and having a big fistful of pepperonis before dinner so you don't
get a little Ziploc of pepperonis.
Yeah, because I get so moody if I have a little hungry.
I don't really have a crush this week. I'm really liking this book that I've been like talking about forever, Final Girl Support Group. It is good. There's some things about it I think I don't like, but it is like I'll definitely finish it in like one day, and it's like it's really good. It's scary and fun and that kind of thing.
So you want to fuck a book?
I want to fuck a book with my penis. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
The girls are fucking books. Yeah.
My friend's penis is going to fuck a book, y'all.
Yeah. Do you guys feel hot? Is another question.
Yeah, I feel actually extremely erotic. I look amazing today. I look beautiful.
I actually did I did the craziest thing before I signed on where I stretched my hips finally because my hips are really tight and my hip bursitis and I haven't been able to run. So I Googled good hip stretches. I did them. And then I ordered like a foam roller and I ordered a Theragun, which is very expensive, but a lot
you're
of
gonna
my
love
girlies,
it. It's so worth it.
A lot of my girlies use that. And so I'm like,
it could be a sex toy if you want it to be.
And I do want it to be.
Right. Exactly.
I could share something I use.
Whenever I put Brian's Theragun on my pussy, he's like, stop doing that. You're going to hurt yourself.
Wait, Brian has a Theragun?
Yeah. Isn't that hot? We never use it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm the only man without a Theragun, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to get a Theragun. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't tell you the last time I felt hot on a Monday.
You look so gorgeous.
You look amazing. You're glowing.
Thank you. I feel like Mondays, it's just like I wake up and I'm like, no. Not
really?
No. I don't know what.
I usually don't feel hot until Thursday.
I don't subscribe to like the modern week structure anymore. No, do you know what I mean?
It's damaging.
Mondays are really meaningless to me right now, and so is even a word like Thursday.
Well, maybe that's how I'll have more self love if I just like eliminate the structure of the week.
It's because you have a job right now that always makes you.
Employment makes me ugly.
It doesn't look good on you, sweetheart.
Yeah, no, I'm getting very sick over here.
You know what I have to say, though? Just knowing that you've been on Zoom all day, the fact that you went straight to Zoom with us means the world. And the fact that you don't look like someone who's been on Zoom all day. That's what I'll say about your face. You look stunning.
Well, I live in Zoom now. This is my home.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It looks so like you have a nice apartment.
I just moved in. It's new.
Do you live alone?
I have two roommates. They moved here from New York.
Cool.
Yeah.
Their names are Jackson and Jackson.
Right, we have exactly, to talk about the throw Jackson, pillows. Jackson. Like you have no shortage of stunning throw pillows.
My first ex-boyfriend in LA, when he moved in with me, he was like, I don't like throw pillows. We can't have throw pillows. And so then when we broke up, ever since then I've made it as a point, I have 8 pillows on my bed right now.
It looks great. Oh, God.
It's very, and like, and he's not wrong. Like they always have to like just get thrown off, but this is my statement.
But
I guess I do in a weird way agree with him.
Yeah. It is a lot. And then they have to sit on the floor and then they're dirty. It's like, what do we do?
Wait, you know what? I'm sorry that I keep like sliding on and off my bed. Mm-hmm. It's because like my back randomly is hurting. And also, sometimes when I move, my mic gets disconnected and I just had to say that. But mm-hmm. I think we figured it out.
Well, I think, I mean, your angle right now is perfect. you look like you're on the front of some mystery novel.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, fun.
Are you mad at me? I'm having a crazy echo. Are you hearing it?
No,
are you okay?
No, it feels crazy.
Well, I'm not mad at you at all. I feel so connected to you.
I'm not mad at anyone.
Nick, are you mad at me? Because I feel like, no, Nick, I feel like there was a time when I was like, oh, that's when we met. And you were like, that actually wasn't when we met.
Oh, no. I don't even know. Maybe we did meet in America. Maybe you should be mad at me. Maybe I'm
No, I would never. No, I actually know. I know because I remember meeting you at the big party. And then I mostly remember talking to you. Like 2 weeks later, it was at Merrick's dinner party. It was at someone else's apartment. And I was sitting there freaking out over Brian. And you came late, like with Chris and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I was doing the thing, which I poor Chris, because for a year of his life, I would have to be like, and what did Brian say? Yeah. And I would have to try and like bring it, but not bring it up. Anyways, whatever.
Right. And he knew exactly what was going on. He was just like, just ask.
Yeah. He was like, that's all I have. That's all I have right. for you. Right. So are you mad at me about that?
No, not mad. I could never be mad with you. Cool, I've also like, this is, I've always wanted to be on the pod. I could literally never be mad. This is
oh my God. We're such big fans. Thank you.
Little sad, annoyed, depressed little boy in Mexico City being told that I am too much of a talker. Just couldn't wait. Could never be mad.
Well, thank you. I'm here. I'm getting a dispatch that Pat's sound is being weird, but I think I speak for both of us when I say that we adore you.
We adore you.
We think you're so funny. Thank you so much for coming on the pod. And I hope, you know what? I know we'll all hang out soon.
Oh my God, absolutely. Yeah.
I would love that.
Come to LA whenever we're, also once we get our bi-coastal apartments together.
Yes.
Of course. Of course. We move in.
Once we're bi-coastal roommates.
Yeah, exactly.
Then and only then.
Right.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much. Have an incredible Monday. Go chill. You deserve it, babe.
Deserve it, girl.
Bye, babe. Have a good one.
If you're boring.